When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along. There'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead. Get up, get out of bed. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of our Labor Day weekend edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up the streams, go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com, just like it sounds, Martha Norwalk, N-O-R-W-A-L-K.com. Click on the Listen Live link in the upper right corner. That will click you through the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left and then Listen Online, and you'll be all set to stream the show. And of course, you can find us on Facebook these days. And so go to Facebook, search Martha Norwalk's Animal World, check out all the great stories and photos and animal stuff I put up. And fortunately, we don't usually have to I don't have to post a lot of negative stuff every once in a while, you know, the recalls and so forth, but no recalls and stuff today. So it's all great animal stuff. And Nathan, the most hysterical rooster video I've seen. Now, unfortunately, the way whoever put it up where I saw it, I couldn't post it on the Animal World site. It wouldn't let me post it there. So I had to post it on my personal page. But I've loaded it for public so you all can check in. So if you want to go to Martha Norwalk on Facebook, I believe it's the second post. And it's a rooster. It's a video of a rooster with the most unusual crow you have ever heard. And you gotta wait till the end. I mean, it absolutely is laugh out loud funny. I mean, I literally did a laugh came out of my mouth loud when the end of the, you know, because I said, boy, that rooster's really long winded. And then the end, it's just hysterical. So I don't know. You should enjoy that, Nathan.
What do you say we just play it right now and just pull it up and play the audio?
Oh, you can do that. I think you probably can do that.
Let's check this out. Here's that rooster.
Still going. Was that hysterical or what? Okay,
it's going again.
I have never seen him laugh so hard. He's rubbing his eyes. He's laughing so hard. You have just got to go see it, folks. It is hysterical. I don't think we should tell him what happens. Do you, Nathan?
No. You got to go to Martha Norwalk's Facebook and check that.
You know, because I'm watching it and you're thinking, okay, it's going on forever. This rooster's really long-winded. Why is this so hysterical? Because they comment how funny it is until you get to the end and it just hits you like a brick wall and OMG, it is just, well, you heard Nathan. He was, anyway, so it's not on the Animal World Facebook page because the post won't let me post to that kind of page. So it's on my personal page. Just go to Martha Norwalk on Facebook, and you'll see the picture of the rooster in the little video. Just play the video and have your laugh for the morning, maybe the week, and share it with everybody you know that needs a good belly laugh, because that's the kind you get. Really fun. So anyway, Nathan, my goodness, can you believe it? It's September.
It is hard to believe. I mean... the weather is already letting us know by cooling down. We're already getting into the brrr months.
Well, Buzzy, my kitty, yesterday and today, instead of, after in the morning, once he's up going outside and lounging in the cat run, he's been going back to bed and getting under the, the fake lambskin cat blanket on the bed, and curling up. So he did that this morning. It was like, okay, yep, it is cooler. But I've been saying, I've been really much more enjoying the weather this last week or so, because, that horrible heat has not been happening, but it's been pleasant. And the humidity hasn't been as bad, of course, when the temperature hasn't been as high. But I don't know about you, Nathan, but I've found the weather much more enjoyable this last couple weeks since I've seen you.
Oh, it is definitely, especially indoors without AC. It's nice to have that cooling pattern come through, and we're still going to have sunny weather coming our way. It's just temperatures are going to probably no longer be above 80 degrees.
Unless
what it's
we
looking
have some
like
kind
right
of
now.
Indian summer,
maybe.
Later in the month.
There's a chance.
That could still happen. It does around here, and of course with the weird climate stuff, who knows? But it looks like, though, that the weather is supposed to just kind of hang in the 70s here for the next.
That's all I'm seeing. A pretty consistent week coming up, probably mostly clear to sunny skies, and temperatures just hovering right around the mid 70s and not really getting close to 80. Probably the warmest day will be, looks like, Wednesday at 77 degrees.
All right. Well, my goodness. It just is a much more pleasant experience for me. And I have to say, it's nice that I haven't needed my air conditioning. I have used my fans here and there, but it's a whole different world when it isn't so humid and in the 90s. So I'm happy. I'll take this. And it really has, we haven't gotten much rain at all. Oh, you know what that has affected out here, Nathan, is the blackberry season. Because usually by now the blackberries are done, because they bloom and the blackberry, and we're talking the wild blackberries, of course, because I'm out in the woods and they're everywhere. But usually by now, the berries have come out, and then we would get our usual amount of rain, and we'd have at least a day that it rains all day. And what would happen is the berries just mold, because they're on the vines and they're ripe and they mold. We haven't gotten that rain. The blackberry situation out here is prolific, and it continues. And I've eaten more blackberries this year than in a long, long time. But so that's kind of a bonus of the weather we've had, is the blackberries are great. They're huge and they've got great flavor, and there's just a ton of them. And then the bushes are still loaded out here.
I was just walking Abby yesterday morning before work, and I saw a couple that was going around. I live on a green belt, and there's blackberries on both sides all around, and they're just going around and loading up buckets. Looks like they're going to make a really good blackberry pie.
Yeah, this is late in the season to be seriously picking blackberries, but it's because we haven't had the rain that would get them molding. So they're lasting and doing great. So enjoy the blackberries if you can. And golly, I tell you what, I do have a few things to share before we get to the fact that it is the first Sunday in September. So that means Shelter, Rescue, Sanctuary, and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday. So we will be checking in with all of our regulars, and we're doing Cats Meow Cat Rescue in the first hour, Help Animals India. Second hour, we'll be doing Seattle Dogs Homeless Program and the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. So we got all kinds of great folks to talk to today. Before we get to that, we've got to officially start the show. And I think now would be an appropriate time to get with it. Otherwise, I'm going to run out of time. So here we go. If you are just tuning in for the first time, I start the show by honoring the saint that's been guiding my work with animals for so many years. That, of course, would be Saint Francis. And because it's Sunday, I do a couple little Saint Francis prayers. And then we got a batch of affirmations we do to get ourselves all spiritualized and up for the day and for the week, get everything flowing in the right direction. So we're going to start with that. And this part of the show, whether or not you participate with me and say these prayers and affirmations, is completely up to you. It's voluntary. You can join me and say them out loud with me. You can say them every day at home, like a lot of you do, I know, because I hear from you, just like I do. And or you can not participate at all. Completely up to you. It's not like dancing. At 10 and 11, when we love train, dancing is required. But this is voluntary. So here I go, starting with the prayer to St. Francis for our animal friends. Good St. Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you, they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. St. Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. All right, now a little longer one for us human animals. It is the St. Francis of Assisi peace prayer. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Alrighty then, we are ready to get into our affirmations, and I have a number of them that I do, all contributed usually by some members of our animal world family here, and what I do is read them out loud three times, and you can say them out loud along with me, or silently along with me, or not at all. And the first one we do here, we're doing for ourselves as individuals. Here we go three times. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. All righty. Now, the second affirmation we do for ourselves as kind of an animal world collective family here. And this one is contributed by Linda Rasmussen when she works with you guys on the show. She gives often an affirmation to us human animals to keep the energy going. And this one turned out to be so powerful. We use it every week. And by the way, she and brother Dr. Nels will be in the studio next week, so mark your calendars for that. All righty, here we go. Second affirmation. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. All righty. Now, next one is the affirmation comes from actually the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, the Italian version. And I use this whenever I'm going out, and it keeps you in the right frame of mind to go out in health and well-being rather than fear of catching things and that sort of thing. So spread the health and well-being. Here we go. God's power, vitality, good health and strength flow through me. Flow through me, flow through me. God's power, vitality, good health and strength flow through me, flow through me, flow through me. God's power, vitality, good health and strength flow through me, flow through me, flow through me. Oh, and Nathan, I have to say, I'm very excited because they made the announcement yesterday, the new COVID vaccine that is targeted to the strains that we are currently dealing with is now been approved. It's going to be available this week. I can't tell you, Nathan, I'm already bugging Kroger to find out how soon it's going to be in. I will be the first one in line because I'm still on lockdown. I do not care to be exposed. I don't want to expose anybody else. The only thing I really do is work, but I have to make sure I keep myself and my clients healthy. But I'll tell you, 2 weeks after I get this vaccine, the targeted thing, I'm just going to feel so much better. about participating and more stuff. So I'm real excited about that. I hope you guys are too, and I hope you will get out there and get vaccinated. So but this affirmation keeps us good in the meantime. All righty, now this next affirmation comes from Natasha Venter from angelicclarification.com, our personal awareness coach. And I find this particularly helpful in staying balanced in the current energies and all the stuff that's going on. And I now not only just say these affirmations for me, I say them for my animals too. So hopefully if you hear extra names thrown in, you'll know I'm on automatic pilot and doing what I do at home. So here we go. Three times on this one. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. Whew, love that one. All righty. And then we conclude this whole batch of affirmations with the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga Warriors of Light affirmation. And we have a gentler version available that Diane, one of our Animal World family members, has contributed. And she has, with the affirmation I'm about to do, she substitutes the light with the word sword and messenger with the word warrior. We're staying with the Ananda version, though, our version, but you can do either one. So here we go, three times on this. God's light is within me and around me, with the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Help us fill the world with God's light. Om. Peace. Shanti, shanti, shanti. Amen. Okay, we are done. Woohoo. All right. We are all spiritualized up for the day, for the week. And golly, before we take care of our advertisers, just a few last things. One thing I want to just tell everybody, and another thing, I'm happy. It's fair time, Nathan. Summer fairs are on, and the Monroe Fair is still going on, the Evergreen State Fair. Don't tell anybody, but I'm going to the fair tomorrow. I am. I'm going to go to the fair.
Okay, we'll make sure we're very quiet. Nobody can hear.
Yeah, I'm going tomorrow, though. Yeah, no, I'm going to try to stay gluten-free. Oh, but I have so much trouble walking by those scones. Anyway, I might succumb. You just never know.
So anyway, scones are at the Evergreen Fair, too, huh? Not just the Washington State Fair?
They're at every state.
Oh.
Fair. You know, the King County, the Enumclaw, every fair has scones. They're a fixture. I think the scones have always been there. Maybe from the beginning. I don't know. We'd have to research that.
I just know they're really popular at the one in Puyallup. So.
Oh, yeah. Well, they're popular everywhere.
Yeah.
And they've, as far as I know, because when I was a kid, we did the Puyallup, you know, because we lived in Seattle. And since I'm out in the country here, I tend to do the Monroe. But anyway, it a great fair time. And tomorrow is the last day of the Evergreen State Fair. But the Puyallup Fair is just getting going. Although I have to say, I'm so old, Nathan. I don't like the fact that they changed the, you know, the name of the fair, the Puyallup. They don't talk about doing the Puyallup anymore. You know, it's the Western it's
the,
Washington,
like the Washington State Fair,
State
I think.
Fair or something like that. I don't never know what fair they're talking about. And I miss those commercials with the old couple and the pitchfork and all the cows and everybody's thinking, singing, we're doing the Puyallup. You know, we're going to the Puyallup, all that stuff. Anyway, I think they should change it back.
I think people are just mispronouncing it too and wrong. It's like, oh, cool, we're going to the Puyallup Fair. Oh, we did the Puyallup Fair.
Yeah, well, that's part of the beauty. You know?
I know, right?
You have to live here to be able to say it right. So yeah, it's a great way to
I always
know
call
who
it
really
the Puyallup Fair.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, but it's just getting rolling. So it's going if you want to do that. And then it's a big day today. However, tinged with just a little bit of heart stuff for us. You know, it's the first Sunday of the month and we are doing interviews, not phone calls. So our beloved call screener, Stacey Buck, is not in the studio with us as she normally is not on the first Sunday of the month. But she has been sharing with me and I just wanted you all to know so you can keep her in your thoughts and your prayers. It wasn't unexpected, but Stacey's mom passed away on Friday. And of course, Stacey grew up in Hawaii and that's where her mom was. And, you know, she's done many trips back and forth. And so we've kind of shared a lot of this, you know, with all of you. And so I wanted you to know that Stacey's mom passed peacefully, you know, on Friday. And the wonderful part of it is that, you know, it was not unexpected and she was ready. And Stacey had a wonderful FaceTime with her the night before and so she felt real connected and all of that and it you know, her, it's a blessing for her mom, you know, because, you know, she's not in pain and all the stuff that goes on, you know, before you get to this point. So she's okay. But, you know, it's hardest on us humans that are left here and have to carry on. So keep Stacey and her daughters and her family in your hearts and send lots of love. And we will miss Stacey again next week because she'll be over in Hawaii for visiting with family and all of that stuff. So anyway, we love you, Stacey. And then to brighten up her spirits today. And what I was talking about, Nathan, is it's the big playoff game with the Storm today. And it's here locally, right?
It is. They'll be playing actually looks like right after the show. So excuse me, if you want to go over and help cheer on the Storm with Stacey and in remembrance of her mom, you know, just tune into the game right after the show. The game starts at noon.
Yeah, and Stacey was telling me that her mom was a big Storm fan, and Stacey had even taken her to Storm games when her girls were little and stuff. So they're going today truly in spirit of celebrating, you know, Stacey's mom and remembering the wonderful times together and how much they all loved, you know, women's basketball and the Storm and all of that. So let's think real good thoughts because, of course, we'd really like them to win. That would be wonderful because, of course, it's, you know, Sue Bird's last year, too, and season. And it do we know, Nathan, is this her last home game?
I'm looking right now. It says she's here as a schedule as a player of the game. Let me see if they play tomorrow. I need to look up the schedule right now.
Because if they won today, would they end up playing here again in the playoffs? That's
well,
what
what's happening is they're currently in a series right now, and it's tied 1-1 and the first to three. So I think they're kind of in that middle ground where they play a couple games in Seattle, then go back to
So if they were to continue winning, chances are this wouldn't be the last home game then.
Well, I mean, I think they'll have another home game. I think it's like tomorrow or wherever the next game is, because I think they still have another game to play in the series in Seattle.
Okay. All right.
But, yeah.
Nonetheless, you know, it could be her last game, you know, home game anytime they're playing now because they're in playoffs. So anyway, think good for the Storm and let's share our love with Stacey keep up the prayers for her and her family. All righty. So let's take care of our advertiser friends. Without them, there is no show. So let's pay attention and support them and thank them. And then we will get busy with our interviews. I don't think there's one more thing I want to mention to you, but then it'll be time to talk to Meow Cat Rescue. And so stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's A-N-A-N-D-A Washington.org.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
On the path to good health and well-being, Alternative Talk 1150 is the station for you.
Guys, I don't. Well, okay.
That's what was taking you so long. I think we're good now.
All right. But did you hear that?
A little bit. Not during the break.
Okay. All right.
Oh. It's back again.
No idea.
Okay. I might have to disconnect that microphone. We're going webcam. Let's listen to that rooster for a little bit more.
Well, now it stopped.
All right. I think we're good.
Okay. All right. So we don't know what's going on with that sounds that's happening. We assume that it is my equipment. However, sometimes it's happening and I'm not moving a hair. So anyway, we did hear from the wonderful Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, the Blue Lotus Temple in Bothell and Yoga Hall, and the Ananda Farms on Kameno Island. And because it is a shelter, rescue, sanctuary, and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday, we will be chatting with them to close out the show today about 11:30. And all kinds of stuff going on at the farm. And the biggest classes of the year for Ananda are coming up in September. So one of my favorite Anandians, Sita, will join us at 11:30, and we'll hear all about the great stuff and how you can participate in person with everything these days, as well as online. Let's see. Just wanted to mention, I again am enjoying Saturday evenings again when I'm doing my last minute show prep and so forth, because Dr. Jeff marathons are running on Animal Planet, and I am just so impressed with him. And I can watch these shows over and over again. They are absolutely the best vet shows I've ever seen, and the best teaching vet shows. I was sitting there last night watching some of these shows, and the way that they teach you what they're doing, how they're doing, particularly with the orthopedic surgeries, veterinarians could learn from this. So I just hope more and more listen, and that some, that his heart will rub off on some of the rest of the veterinary community to lower prices and serve our animal friends and the people that love them better than we do. He's a great example of that. So anyway, alrighty, I'm going to assume, Nathan, in all of this, that we have Marilyn waiting in the wings, do we? We do. All right. So we are going to officially kick off Shelter, Rescue, Sanctuary, and Anything Helps, our Animal Friends Sunday. And we do that these days by welcoming our friend Marilyn Hendrickson from Meow Cat Rescue. Good morning, Marilyn, and welcome back to Animal World.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I am doing well. Thank you. How are you doing?
All right. I'm doing real well. In fact, I was chuckling and thinking about you this morning. Because I was thinking, you know, well, because on this Sunday, you know, I zoom in to the show because, you know, we do all of the interviews over the phone. So I have gotten spoiled by staying home. But I was thinking this morning, I was thinking, you know, I don't really feel like getting dressed. And so we had a discussion, folks, so I'm filling in all of you Animal World folks, that we've been toying with the idea of having our interviews zoom in because it's a better connection, and Nathan wanted to do that, but we didn't get any takers, and so I'm just talking out of school here, so sorry, Marilyn. But Marilyn said, well, you mean I can't wear my jammies on Sunday morning and talk to Martha anymore? You know, because, you know, when you're on the phone or on, you know, the nobody out, we can tell you we look fabulous, but we don't have to anyway. So I was thinking about you this morning, Marilyn, and I was thinking, you know what, maybe I'll just wear my jammies and then Marilyn and I can have a jammy party.
There you go. But
yeah. So, but I decided though, well, you know, I have chores to do and stuff later today. So I guess I better get dressed. So I did, but I thought about you. So, anyway, and I've had a few times, lately to, you know, pop in and check Facebook here and there, because I don't have his time to do that. But boy, I enjoy all the Meow Cat Rescue photos and posts that Meow posts on Facebook. You know, all the kitties that are finding homes and their new families, and sometimes the stories of the kitties. You're really doing a lot of business these days. So are adoptions going really well these days?
Yeah, adoptions are going really well. And thank you for the input on our Facebook page, because we put a lot of time and thought into that. And so it's good to know.
You do a wonderful job.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm enjoying it more and more, and because I remember now to check in. And part of the reason I do is to see all the cute kitties, see who's getting homes. And we get to see a lot of your animals too, Marilyn, and the ones that you care for.
Yes.
But anyway, I guess we kind of skipped over it. For if somebody's joining us that doesn't know who Meow is, give us the lowdown. What is Meow Cat Rescue?
Meow Cat Rescue is a 501c3 nonprofit rescue animal shelter. We are located in Kirkland. We celebrated our 25th year last February. We have cats and kittens at the shelter, dogs and puppies in foster homes. We are open Saturday and Sunday from 1 to 5 and by appointment every Thursday.
Okay, so is that how it's working now? Because you're still transitioning back from the lockdowns and all of that. And it's been quite a while. The open hours at the shelter have been Saturday and Sunday, 1 to 5. But Thursdays now, is it the same hours, one to five on Thursday?
Yeah, yes.
But it's by appointment only.
It's by appointment only on Thursdays.
So does that mean on Saturdays and Sundays, it's okay to just drop by between 1 and 5? You don't have to have an appointment to come?
Absolutely. Walk-ins are welcome. Yeah.
So walk-ins welcome on Saturday and Sunday, but appointment only on Thursdays.
Correct.
And I would assume that there are plans, you know, as things proceed, that you'll be opening more as you're able to do that.
Yeah, and right now this is working really well for us. So we're just going to sort of park here for a little while.
Okay, so how, I know it's Meow Cat Rescue, so of course the focus is on cats. And the shelter in, now you're in the Houghton Center where the old PCC used to be. And but you only have cats in the shelter. You do have dogs available, but all of the dogs are kept in foster homes. So if by chance you're listening and you're thinking about dropping by the shelter and you're looking for a dog, then you need to start that process, at least to see what Meow has. You go through their website, right? MeowCatRescue.org and click on available dogs. I think that's what we do, isn't it?
And then
you can see what's available. But then if you were interested in one of the dogs, you would need to call and arrange to meet them, because they wouldn't just automatically be at the shelter.
Yep, that's right.
Cool. All right. So kittens, we still have plenty of kittens available?
We have plenty of kittens available. And there's something, if I could, something I would bring up for a minute. That is appropriate receptacles to transport kittens and cats in. We've had, in the last 2 weeks, we've had some really scary transports. Somebody brought us a litter of kittens in a watering can.
What?
And the top of the watering can was taped up, so there was no air circulation. The only air circulation was in the little nozzle part of the watering can. And they were transported in a car that didn't have air conditioning.
Holy moly.
They came about 30 miles. So that was just one. Then we had another.
But, I mean, and this is a litter of kittens?
Yes.
And how old do you think?
They were 5 weeks.
So those aren't tiny kittens. Five of them in a watering bucket?
4 5-week-old kittens in a watering can.
Four 5-week-old kittens in a watering can. My goodness, whatever.
And that's not appropriate. I mean, we were afraid to open that. We didn't know what we were going to find. And it's... honestly, it's a miracle that they all...
Well, they're okay? Are they okay?
They are okay.
Right.
They are okay. And then we had another incident where a gentleman brought us 2 kittens. They were in a little tiny cardboard box, all taped up, with just a couple of holes poked in, like with a ballpoint pen. And then they were transported in the trunk of his car.
Oh, dear.
And, you know, they were hot. And they were very hot. They were okay as well. But I just want to remind people that you really need to, find an appropriate receptacle to put these little innocent animals in. And their safety should be thought out a little bit more, I think.
Well, that would be really, I would say, you know, part of me saying, well, you know, at least they brought them in and didn't dump them somewhere and all of that. So I guess you get in there. And also I think the problem was amplified because of the hot weather we've been having.
You're right.
You know, I mean, it wouldn't be quite as scary, you know, if it wasn't so hot. But on the other hand, like I said, part of me wants to give them credit for at least making the effort to get them into the shelter and not dumping them or killing them or something like that. So that's a good thing. But it did bring to mind to me, you know, in my years of working in veterinary hospitals and so forth, one of the old tricks, I don't know how you feel about this, but one of the old tricks that a lot of people have used that makes it easier to transport a cat or collect a kitty for transport that's not easy to handle is to put them in a pillowcase.
Yeah.
Have you heard the pillowcase trick? Well, how do you feel about that?
Oh, we've seen that many, many times.
Yeah. Because, you know, sometimes you can't, you know, if you're trying to put them into a carrier or a carrier, you know, something like that, the cats freak out and people don't know how to handle that. Sometimes you can kind of just sneak them into a pillowcase, you know, and then they can breathe through the material. It's not the ideal situation, but, you know, I have seen it be, an amazing gift at some times to be able to catch or confine difficult kitties, but still, folks, you want to when you can. Now, I had also had a thought. Now, what about we had somebody out there listening and thinking, God, I've got to take these kittens in. I don't have anything to take them in. If somebody were in that position, could they like call you guys up and come get like a cardboard carrier or something to take home to get the kitties and bring them back?
Yes, absolutely. We would be happy to send them home with a carrier.
Yeah, so see, you know, and somebody might not ask because they might think you'd get mad at them or something. But, you know, Meow is there to serve. So if you need to transport cats, you know, that need to go to the shelter, call them up and tell them and ask them how to do it. Or, you know, and you could go borrow a carrier. So there are better ways to handle it than... what we're going to take care of our advertisers, Marilyn, so we can figure out what's going on with this noise. So stay right where you are, everybody. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com. Now.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Bringing good vibes to the Puget Sound and the world. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, I'm Martha Norwalk, and thank you for spending your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And we heard from our wonderful Dr. Nels Rasmussen at healingministryforanimals.com. And he and Sister Linda will be in the studio next week, and they'll be doing free remote treatments for you or your animal friends. So mark your calendars, plan to call in for your free sessions, and know that he can help. You know, he works primarily with animals, but some humans as well. And you can go up to work with him in Darrington where he lives. He does house calls down in our area. He works remotely. There is no issue with distance when you're doing energetic healing work. And he's one of the most gifted I have ever met. So you might want to check him out, healingministryforanimals.com. You can also watch his before and after miracle healing work on his YouTube channel, Nels Rasmussen on YouTube. And he's got the do-it-yourself at home for the Rasmussen Reset program, really low price. And he likes you to go through the website to contact him. So go to healingministryforanimals.com, click on the contact link, and tell him you'd like to talk to him because he always does a free telephone evaluation. Let's see. And then our wonderful premier sound healer of the area, Jude Ponton, is working again at Whispering Dragon Center in Seattle. She's in a couple of days a week on Wednesdays and Fridays right now. Hopefully her working days will expand. And been telling you she's been looking for a place to rent because she wants to congeal and live and work out of the same place. And I've been asking, you know, for you to call if you knew of any a house, you know, in the Shoreline, Edmonds, Linwood, Montlake Terrace type area. Well, fingers crossed, it sounds like she might have found the place this week. So it's in Shoreline. Yeah, so fingers crossed because it's looking real good right now. And we're kind of down to the wire timing wise. So think good thoughts for Jude. And it'll be kind of fun because the Whispering Dragon Center, it's always wonderful to go there because of the gongs and all of that. But now you'll be able to actually do it in Jude's home. Sounds like how fun will that be? Okay. Anyway, so check her out, whispering-dragon.com, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or you can just give her a call if you'd like to book a session in person or remotely, 206-706-2836. 206-706-2836. Okie dokie. Then let's get back to what we're here to do today, which is Shelter, Rescue, Sanctuary, and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday. And not only helping our animal friends, as we were talking about before we went to the break, that if, you know, we were talking about transporting cats to the shelter and some of the, I can't really say creative ways people come up with, because how about creative disaster ways people come up with, you know, it just isn't a great idea to put your kittens in a watering can and tape it up to take to, not in this hot weather anyway, for sure. But meow is so helpful that if you don't know what to do with a kitty situation, or call them up. You know, they're not going to judge you and yell at you. They're there to serve and they'll help you. And I know they helped a friend of mine out here in the country, and we didn't have any idea that, you know, feral cats were showing up, and she wanted to be able to trap them and spay and neuter them and really all of that. And she was calling all over the place trying to get help, and there just wasn't, couldn't find any. Let her call meow, and my gosh, they helped her. They told her exactly what to do, how to do it, and they helped her do it. And my goodness, Marilyn, you guys are fantastic. And so you're serious, you know, if people can't transport their cats or need a carrier, they can come and borrow one. Or if there's a problem, they should call you, right?
Yes, please do.
Yeah. All righty. So you do have lots of kittens, but they're not always in the shelter. So most of the young kittens, all of them are raised in foster homes for you. Isn't that right, Marilyn?
Yeah, they are. All of the kittens that come to us as newborns or young weaned kittens, they're raised in a foster home until they're old enough to be spayed and neutered, which is usually about 3 pounds or 3 months. And once they're spayed and neutered, they come to the shelter and they're available for adoption.
So like that, those 4 or 5 week old kittens that came in the watering can, did those go to a foster home first?
Yeah, they did.
Okay.
They did.
Okay. So that's good. So they'd be in a foster home and raised up until they get to that, you said 3 pounds or 3 months Is the timing you wait? What if they're 3 months old and don't weigh 3 pounds yet? Do you still do it anyway?
If they're in good health.
Okay.
If all is well and they're in good health and they're getting, you know, sometimes we'll settle on 2 3/4.
Oh, okay.
As long as they're healthy. That's the most important thing.
Right. And I used to think that, GI, you know, if I was going to get a kitten, that I wanted to get as young a kitten possible and all of that. I realized over the years that, you know, that I didn't have any logic to really base that desire on. And I found out that it makes a lot of sense to get a little older kitten than really young ones. And there are reasons for that. One reason is, you know, they're a little bit older. They've been in foster for a while. They know them better. And you can more easily pick a kitty that has personality type that will match yours or go along with yours. Not all kitties are hug and snuggle models of lap cats. You know, some are peel them off the wall. You know, and so, you know, if you want a Velcro kitty that's all over you, well, then if they're a little older, you might know that. But anyway, and the nice thing is when they've been in foster and they've been the siblings, they learn a lot more, and their manners are better. And I have to say, when I first learned the lesson myself, it's, you know, I've always rescued, but I also have gotten purebred cats, and I love Abyssinians, and I've had them for years. I'm done my purebred kitty days. Any kitties of mine from now on will be rescues. I love them so much, but to get them from the breeder, they wouldn't sell them until they were, you know, 5 or 6 months old. And I thought that was a problem to begin with, and I wasn't happy about that. Oh, I did it. I got, you know, a 5 or 6 year old for the first time. And it was like, my gosh, they have manners. They know how to interact with the other kitties. They're much better with people. And I ended up really appreciating the cats, their siblings, and all of that for a long period of time before I adopted them. So have you found that too, Marilyn, when these kittens are a little old, when people adopt them? I imagine it's more likely that they'll be successful adoptions.
Yeah. In fact, yesterday we had a family come into the shelter, and they were looking at different litters of kittens, and they really loved the smallest ones, and they took them in a room, and they played with them, and they came out and said, can we interview some other kittens? And we said, sure. So we put the younger ones away, and we brought in a litter of older kittens, and they said, yeah, those other ones were just too crazy. So they ended up adopting the older kittens.
Yeah.
They are so busy. They're like walking tornadoes as well.
So. Yeah, they can. Yeah, kittens can be a handful. That's for sure. And it's not as lengthy or as challenging a prospect as raising a puppy, but you do have to go through a process of raising your kittens, you know, to teach them what they need to know to live with you. So you got any events or anything coming up we need to talk about, or any special things you want to mention?
We're preliminary planning I guess it's the weekend after Thanksgiving, our holiday bazaar bake sale.
Oh, and great. So that happened this year. House.
Yeah, we haven't done an open house for the last couple of years because of COVID. So
right.
We're kind of tossing around the idea of doing that again.
That would be great.
So people can come in and see what we're all about.
Yeah, and I know, so you know, with this latest vaccine coming out that's targeted, once I get that, a couple weeks after that, see, I'd be a whole lot more open to considering coming to events now. So I think timing's really good. So you have to keep us posted on the decisions, because that would be great to have the open house. It was so popular, you know, when you used to do it.
Yeah.
So I assume we'll have Santa Paws pictures and all of that year? And I think you usually...
Yes. Okay. We did all it last year, and Santa Claus had a mask.
Mask. There's a lot of, Santa Claus pictures, little humans as well as animals with masks on. So now, any special kids, special needs, or any you guys need on your wish list that you want to tell us about?
I think at the top of our wish list is probably food at this point. And, you know, some foods are hard to get right now. And so really, we're having a hard time getting some brands, some Royal Canin types. And there's a Raleigh. I think it's Merrick. Some of the Merricks and some of the Waruvas. But canned food is really at the top of our list right now. Any kind of
and cat food,
would be great.
And cat food, okay. And if people want to donate canned cat food, is it the option is to bring it to the shelter Saturday or Sunday afternoon, or is there another way to donate?
Well, if people want to bring canned food, they can come any day of the week because we are there every day, even though we're only open a couple days. But you could bring it Monday morning, Tuesday afternoon. It doesn't matter. We're there.
Oh, okay. So if you're bringing donations, come pretty much any time.
Anytime at all. And we also have on our website, we have a Chewy wish list and an Amazon wish list. And that has the items that we need on there as well. And then, you know, they're automatically shipped to us. So that's another
option.
And
that's meowcatrescue.org. And that's where we'd find the wish list for Amazon and Chewy.com.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. All right. And then if somebody wants to make an appointment to come in on Thursday to meet kitties... And I loved you said to interview the kitties. That's cute. How do they do that?
They can either follow the directions on the Pet Finder listing, or they can just give us a call.
Okay.
And our phone number is 425-822-6369.
If anybody has questions today about coming in, they could call and somebody would answer the phone.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay. So the Meow phone number is 425-822-6369. Oh, the shelter is open day from 1 to 5 p.m. if you'd like to cruise by and interview kitties. That sounds like so much fun. Marilyn, thanks so much for all the great work that you do in rescuing all those critters and kitties. And everybody that's responsible for the great Facebook posts and all of that. I really enjoy it. You guys have a great September.
Okay, I guess. Talk to you soon.
Yeah, we'll talk to you in October.
Okay.
All right. Bye. Thank you, Marilyn. God bless.
Bye.
I can't. It next month is October. That's Halloween time, Nate.
Man, it's so spooky.
And
scary how fast it's coming up.
Scary thought to think that it's next month. That's for sure. So, golly, that brings us to we're almost at the top of the hour. That means it's Love Train time. So this is the exercise portion of the show. And, you know, we got so sedentary and through COVID and stuff, we need some exercise and Martha needs to fit her pants again. So you're going to help me with that. And we're going to get our exercise in for the day. So dancing is required, folks. But you can dance in your head. You can dance in your bed. You can dance in your chair. You can dance anywhere. Get up on your feet and join us on the Love Train. I'll cruise by and pick you up. Then let's spread the love and the light all over the planet and get some energy going as we do. And to help us with that, I energize up the Love Train music with our yogi energization prayer. So here we go with that. Oh, infinite spirit. recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth, the body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the love train. And it's coming right up. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.